Sydney is preparing for a crucial countdown to New Year's as mystery cases and falling test numbers put the whole state on high alert. Contact tracers are scrambling to link three cases, one in Wollongong, one in Sydney's inner west, and the third in the Northern Beaches, to the Avalon outbreak. Health alerts have been issued for shops and churches, with authorities saying they believe the three cases had all spent time in Sydney's CBD. New South Wales police say they're ready to shut down any super spreading events in the lead up to New Year's Eve. The third test in Sydney will go ahead as planned. Cricket Australia confirmed the news in a statement last night, saying players will be running out at the SCG on January the 7th. The call was made after several rounds of negotiations between the governing body, Indian officials, and the New South Wales and Queensland governments. Queensland health experts say more needs to be done to understand the new South African variant of coronavirus after it was detected in hotel quarantine. An overseas traveller who landed in Brisbane last week has been transferred to Sunshine Coast Hospital. It comes as the state flagged fewer exemptions from hotel quarantine for overseas travellers. And security guards in Western Australia will be given greater powers to prevent people from breaching quarantine after a woman walked out of a hotel despite being spotted by a guard. Security guards will now be allowed to physically restrain or arrest people who breach quarantine.